Once upon a time in America, you would find in school classrooms blackboards and chalk, a flag, and a picture of George Washington. The Founding Father is increasingly missing, and a New Jersey man is trying to fix that. William Sanders had copies of the Gilbert Stuart portrait made on archival paper. He's done the framing himself, and if your school wants one, he's ready.
The initial run, I did 2,400, hoping to accomplish what I set out to accomplish in the state of New Jersey. And I thought that if we were able to get the state legislature to set the example for the rest of the nation, New Jersey is the crossroads of the American Revolution, that we would be able to move forward perhaps on a national level.
But that New Jersey initiative failed?
The initiative failed because the NJEA spoke out against it. And effectively, now it is dead.
The New Jersey Education Association.
That's correct.
NJEA.
That's correct.
So how many pictures do you actually have hanging now in various schools?
We've gotten probably about 50 or 60 in the state of New Jersey. There are 10 hanging in all of the schools in Winchester, Virginia. There are two in schools, one in the school in Atlanta.
At one point in this country's history, would you not find a picture of George Washington in most every classroom?
Yes, and that was due to a congressional mandate in 1932 to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the birth of Washington, and the mandate was for the portrait to be hung in every classroom in every school in America. And that, quite frankly, is why I set out to on this project to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the death of Washington, which was December 14th, 1999.
Are you becoming discouraged that you've not been able to succeed in getting this picture up in more classrooms?
No, not at all. George Washington didn't give up, and Bill Sanders is not going to give up. This is going to be achieved one way or another. The schools do welcome these portraits with open arms. The image of George Washington reminds us all of what it means to be an American and of the lessons that he teaches us. You know, our children should be learning these lessons, and no better would they learn these lessons than from the writings of George Washington.
Mr. Sanders, thank you.
Noah, thank you for having me.
William Sanders, a George Washington fan and co-owner of Phoenix Technical Parts in Hillsboro, New Jersey.